It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 14. We're going to begin reading with the fifth verse today, Romans chapter 14, verse 5, and be reading down through the 13th verse. And so please open your Bibles if you possibly can and enjoy the study today. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many good studies. Plan of Salvation is there. Our Constitution is there. Please, that you would enjoy it. I hope that you receive a blessing from it. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, I believe that the plan of salvation is very clear there for you to understand and come by faith to the Lord Jesus as the Spirit would lead you. And then if you would choose to email us, why, that would be just fine, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will be just fine. And so please, now if you have had the opportunity to open your Bibles, we're going to begin reading with Romans chapter 14, verse 5. One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regards not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth thanks, God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and give God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So important that we look to the Word of God and enjoy the precious study. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin this wonderful time of fellowship after the reading of His Word. Father, we thank and praise You that we can come together today and just enjoy this time. It is a joy to open Your precious Word and to read. And every time we grow and we learn and we become excited over Your precious Word, so please today that You will guide and lead us and stir our hearts and bring us to salvation if we're lost, and grow us and recognize there is going to be a day of judgment for the believer. So, Father, help us to understand that today, that we need to be busy about serving You and praising Your name. So please, just guide and lead us today, dear Lord. Give us the direction we need, Father, that we may know and praise Your precious name in all that we do. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we enjoy these precious scriptures today, we find that we tend to judge each other, and we tend to look at one day over another and make it more important, one more than the other. And the Lord here is telling us very clearly through the Apostle Paul of what is important and what isn't important. And so let's just back up just a little bit here, because we can probably read verse 4 and get us started a little bit into this. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteems one day above another. And as we kind of take our time here and look through these verses of Scripture, we need to realize that, you know, it was concerning freedoms is really what this is talking about. And in its day, in this day, why there was the matter of buying and then consuming, eating meat that had been offered to idols. Now, whether you bought it from the store, from the market, or whether you bought it directly from the back door of this false idol's residence, whatever it was, there's nothing wrong with it. But a weak brother would look and say, well, they say that there's nothing to those idols, but look, they buy that special meat, so there must be something there. Well, we need to be careful not to condemn our brothers and sisters for not understanding the difference, and we need to help to not be a stumbling block to them. Now, that's kind of a fine line from having the freedom to do what we can do, and in this case, to buy this meat and to eat this meat. They had all the freedom to do that. And yet, it was a stumbling block to some. And so as we look at this here, we need to help our brothers and sisters to grow and to be stronger, but don't criticize and condemn them. And you see that today often in the church. You see, instead of seeing something that a brother or sister doesn't have the freedom, they don't understand. Maybe they're young, or they have been taught something that was a little bit contrary to the Word of God, and they're kind of bound by the law. They don't have a freedom, but you do, and you understand the freedom you have. God has given us that liberty. But when that brother doesn't understand, don't criticize, don't condemn him, but pray for him and do everything you can do to help him to grow so he can enjoy that same liberty. That's what we need to do here. And so many, even today, will declare a certain day. In other words, if you're a Jew and you would, you know, you're still under the law, you think you're not, because Jesus died on the cross, you've been set free. But you think you need to go, and then there's some religions even that believe that you need to worship on Saturday. It's a Sabbath. Some folks are completely confused because they believe the Sabbath has been changed to Sunday now. No, the Sabbath is Saturday. It always has been. It always will be. And we come together on the first day of the week. We have the freedom to do that. We could come on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, but Jesus rose on the first day of the week, and what a glorious time to come and remind ourselves of that and enjoy the fellowship of believers and start the week correctly. It's the first day of the week. And so, not under the law, not bound to do that. I have the freedom to do what I want to do, but no one should say that you have to worship on Saturday. And yet they do. They bind you by the law. And so, now, most of the time, those that are binding us by the law are not believers. They're lost. They're not saved. They've never come by faith to the Lord Jesus. They're not truly saved. The Spirit of God has not, when the Spirit convicted their heart, they did not say yes. And so they're still under the law, and they are under the law, and they're bound by the law, and the law is going to condemn them because they have not accepted the free gift of salvation. But when we have a believer, someone that is born again that has this problem and doesn't quite understand, don't condemn them. Don't criticize them. Don't talk behind their back with somebody to somebody else. Oh, you know what so-and-so believes? Please, lift them up. Try, and that's the most common thing and the easy thing to do, and we all do it. We shouldn't. We should lift up our brothers and our sisters, and many times it's something we can't even say to anyone, but we can pray for them. God, please give me wisdom how to help this brother or sister to get past this, that they would enjoy this freedom. And so, you see, that's what we need to help, to see that they don't fall, but that they are strengthened, and that we build them up. Every day is alike. There is no difference in the days. Now, you know, some would disagree with that. Well, you need to go to the Word of God and see the truth, and then stand on that truth by faith. Walk each and every day. So, as we look here again, esteeming the one day over another, no man has the right to judge another. Believers are free from the law. We enjoy this precious liberty that we have. Now, as we do need to realize and recognize that the brother, a weaker brother, may miss this precious truth. And we find in Galatians 5:13, I'll turn there and read it for you, and I hope that you're able to turn it with me. Galatians 5:13, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Yes, we are free from the law. We are not to abuse the law, because we are really at a higher standard than that. We've been saved by grace. We've been set free, and we should praise and honor our God and walk each and every day serving Him. And so if a brother isn't aware of the liberty, we need to share with them the liberty they have, the freedom they have. And yet we do not, you know, just do whatever we want to do, because we're bound by the love of God. And we desire to serve Him and to please Him. We need to be careful. And again, as this 13th verse said, and I'll read again, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." And so don't abuse the liberty we have, but enjoy it, serve the Lord, praise His precious name, and learn this great love that we have. Now, we got a couple other verses of Scripture here that's going to help us with this as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. "Take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak." So we have the freedom. In the example that we have back here with the meat and things like that, just because a born-again believer holds to that day, we don't shift to that day. We don't say, "Well, I don't want to be a stumbling block to them, so I'm gonna worship on Saturday," as an example. No, we need to stand, but we need to do it in such a manner that it doesn't cause a believer to stumble. Now, in most cases, folks that stand on this Sabbath being Saturday, and that's the day we have to worship, are not born-again believers. They have not come by faith to Jesus. So you see, by you making a stand on Sunday, you're not being a stumbling block to the saved. And that's what it's talking about here. Now, to the lost, we need to show them the truth. And to the believer, too, to the young believer, we need to show them the truth. Don't worry about that. You've been set free. You've been set free. Once again, 8 verse 9, "But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak." I guess today's term, it's a judgment call. You need to recognize the freedom that you have, but you may have to back away from that individual freedom that you have and you can enjoy until you can help other weaker vessels, other believers, men and women that have not grown to the point of understanding that. We need to help them to see why we have that freedom and that they can enjoy it as well. And so it's different between judging them, condemning, criticizing them, versus loving them and picking them up and helping them to grow. Now, in the 18th, chapter 8, verse 13 as well, "Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend." Sometimes we have to take the liberties that we have and stop enjoying them because we have a weak brother that could cause him to stumble and to fall, not fall out of grace. Once you're born again, you're always saved. You're always born again, so don't misunderstand that. But you'll fall out of fellowship, and we don't want that. We don't want someone to fall out of fellowship. And so we want them to grow and to enjoy things. And so please, you look to brothers and sisters and help them and build them up as best we can each and every day. And the weaker, we need to be careful and help them to grow so that they too can enjoy that freedom. And we can enjoy that freedom as well, because if it's a stumbling block to them, why, we may be lifting them up and trying to take care of. But don't get into the place of, well, what's the matter with them? Because they should know better than that. Well, maybe they should. But let's be careful with your attitude, and let's walk slowly and build them up and strengthen them and bring them along so they can enjoy that liberty as well. Verse 6, "He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and give God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." Those are some beautiful verses of Scripture, all to the Lord. The heart, our heart belongs to our God. No man lives to himself, no man dies to himself. Therefore, if things we do influence others, we need to live unto the Lord. We also will die unto the Lord. This is talking about the saved. Now, those that are lost do not die unto the Lord, because their life and their death are the devil's, not the Lord's, because they do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. So we need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be born again. But understand, out of these verses, from verse 6 to verse 8, the best way to summarize that is, it's all to the Lord. And sometimes when we become judgmental about someone, of what they do or say or eat, we need to be in prayer that that we understand that maybe there we can do not understand those things. We need to help them. Or maybe we're the weak one. And we need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, please give me the strength. Give me the wisdom to not condemn and not criticize. Because all to the Lord. So what we do, we need to do to honor our God. Everything that we need to do it to honor our God. Don't do it so that people can see you do it. Don't condemn and criticize someone because they don't feel the recognize or feel the freedom and the opportunities that we do have, but they haven't recognized it yet, so we're not to condemn them. Everything we should do, we should look and see that it's all to the Lord. If you'll do that, I believe that instead of maybe gossiping or speaking evil of someone or condemning someone either to their face or to someone else, I believe maybe we'll end that and we'll begin to speak and say, Lord, please give me the wisdom of the words to say to help this brother or sister. Help me to understand. Maybe I'm the weaker vessel, and I need help. I'm weak, and I need the will of God because I see this is wrong. I don't understand. Lord, please help me. And we need to know that there are strong believers that are born again that are there for that help to lift us up. Now, as we go to verse 9, it says, "For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living." And so again, all this, the summary is all to the Lord. Now, we got some verses of Scripture here that I want to look up. Some of them are in the Old Testament, some of them are in the New. We're going to go back to the book of Job. Job chapter 14, verse 14. Job 14, 14. I hope you know your Bible, and I hope you take the time, and that's always been a complaint that I don't give enough time for you folks to find the Scripture verse. Well, time is very precious, and I apologize that I don't give you the opportunity to find it. Sometimes maybe just for you to have a piece of paper and write it down and then look it up later, because, we have been through Galatians 5:13 and 1 Corinthians 8:9 and 1 Corinthians 8:13, and now we're to Job 14:14, and that'll let you look it up a little bit later, and you could always go back online or give a call to the church, and we can send you a CD of the message of the study so you can sit and listen to it and continue your study, because the desire is that you know Jesus as your Savior and that you grow. Job 14:14, "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I await till my change comes." You see, when we do everything to the Lord, we understand, as Job did, that if he lives, when he dies, he's going to live again, and he is awaiting his glorified body. Now, this is Job. This is some 3,500 years ago, and we should be desiring the same, because it's coming. What a beautiful verse of Scripture. Now back to John. Gospel of John, chapter 11, and I try to repeat this several times so that you do have an opportunity to look it up, and if not, why, please that you write it down and look it up later. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus said this very clearly, very specifically. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Oh, what a wonderful verse of Scripture. Wonderful verse of Scripture. Revelation 1:18. Revelation 1:18. Revelation 1, verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Please understand, you need to be born again. Jesus is the only way. The only way. There is no other. There's a lot of religions out there. There's a lot of ways out there. But none are true and right. And the joy and the peace that come. Many religions are evil and do a lot of destruction in the name of religion, in the name of their God. That's not the God that I know. The God I know is a God of love. But he loved you so much that he gave his Son, the Lord Jesus. God the Father gave his Son that he would come to this earth, live, and die for your sins and mine, that we might live, and we truly live. And I have been saved for many, many years, and it's such a joy to walk with the Lord Jesus, to serve him, to praise his name, to grow every day, and to learn how to treat others, and to learn how to look and see that, stop condemning, stop criticizing, and begin to lift them up and pray for them. And this is especially the church. The lost people, we need to pray for their soul. If you're lost, I want you to be born again, because I want you to have the joy and the peace and the excitement and the strength that comes with being a believer in Jesus. And so please, look to the Lord Jesus. But this verse of Scripture here in verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Without question, please come to know my Jesus and walk with him every day. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. For the love of Christ constraineth me, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again. We need to live for Jesus, all to the Lord, all to Jesus. That's how we're to live. And so please, that you enjoy those verses of Scripture. That's how we're to live. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, this judgment seat of Christ here is the believer's judgment. And we're just about out of time today, and so the great white throne judgment is the judgment for the lost, and we'll cover that next time we're together. But I want you to understand that the judgment seat of Christ is not judging you for your sin. You see, that is a free gift, a gift of grace given to us by our God, because he has bought and paid for us with his precious blood. But we need to receive the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift, receive that gift. Accept that gift by faith. And enjoy it. Now, what is the judgment? The judgment is what you do after you're saved. Because there's rewards to be gained. Salvation is yours. You're going to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus when you die. Yes, without question. But are you serving him? Do you understand? It's all to the Lord. It's not to me. It's not to you. It's all to the Lord. That's how we're to be each day. So please, with strength, with wisdom, serve the Lord. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?